Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to a Puckle Poke Quiz compilation. These are all segments from the Puckle Podcast, the other feed, where you can actually catch up on more recent Poke Quizzes. But these are Poke Quizzes from back in 2016. So keep in mind, all of this is just Gen 6 and prior, nothing Gen 7 and up. So hopefully you guys like it. So sit back and enjoy. Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where we ask your host questions about Pokemon. We are resetting the points ladder today with the introduction of the Viridian Guild, because we're going to have a larger variety of co-hosts on. So congratulations to Gator for winning the last round. And I guess you win something. Yes, that's something. You win something. We'll give you something.
You are a worse host than Drew Carey.
you get a brand new car. No, you don't. I don't know what he's going to get yet. I don't know. Maybe he'll get the promise of a fruit basket. And so that means that as long as you guys get 1 point, you'll be at the top of the ladder today. So
have too much faith in us.
So as always, you guys get 1 minute. You guys get 1 minute to answer the question. You get one hint for the entire round, where you'll get an additional minute as well. And as always, there are 6 points up for grabs with these 5 questions, because, one of these, what's it called?
One of these is harder than the others, or one of these is a two-parter, or some bullcrap, or am I just say that, like, I don't want to use my bonus on this one. I want to use it on the next one.
You don't get bonus points. You don't get that. They are all the same now. The ladder's reset, Bo. Okay. The rules are going to be more consistent.
All he wants when he's in the podcast, and then when Bo tries to pull some shenanigans, you can't see my head bobbing because I'm doing some serious sass. But
but we are going to start asking you some questions here, Bo. All right. So there are 6 points, as always, 5 questions. So one of these has a bonus point. And here we go. Question number one. This is a Gen 1 question. You should be able to answer this as a team here. In Pokemon Yellow, which gym leader is the only one to use Pokemon not of his gym type?
Okay, so it's not Brock, not Misty, not Surge, not Erica, not Koga. I want to say possibly Blaine. I got to work my way up to it, though. But what's that? Sabrina? Oh, Sabrina, possibly, but you said his. I think it's Venomoth, because it's a bug poison.
It's the royal his.
Right, I figured. Blaine, I'm pretty sure, has all fire types, and I know Giovanni, so it's got to be Sabrina.
I mean, Sabrina has Hunter, right?
Mm-mm. I'm pretty sure it's Venomoth is the Pokemon that she has that isn't the type, because, you know, Brock is all rocks, Misty is all water, same with Surge, Erica, Koga.
Mm-hmm.
Blaine, I think the only time he doesn't is in the anime, which is off-throwing, and then Giovanni, which I didn't understand because he was the boss, you know, the whole time, and he had Persian in his party in Pokemon Yellow. Yeah. But I don't think he had it in his gym. I really want to say Sabrina.
Yeah.
Is that your final answer? Because I
final answer.
Sabrina is incorrect.
God, it's Giovanni with Persian.
It's Giovanni with Persian.
Thatch, I hate your guts.
I'm not going to give you the answer.
The Pokemon Yellow thing that I was...
It's Pokemon Yellow. That's why I asked, because there's several people that mess up in Pokemon Yellow.
Okay, so Red and Blue, though, Sabrina
Red
has
and
a Venomoth?
Blue, Sabrina definitely has a Venomoth, yeah.
God, I'm sorry, Jashiro, I blew that one.
All right. Question number two then, guys. Let's see if you can get back up on the horse here. What Gen 4 Pokemon was intended to be in Gen 3 as confirmed by Game Freak?
Shellos and Gastrodon.
Is that your final answer?
I'm going to go with what he says.
Sorry, Jashiro. Blow it down.
Because that's definitely the answer. So that's correct. So you guys get 1 point. Gastrodon and Shellos were actually originally intended to be in Generation 3, but they just didn't. They just saved them for Gen 4, I guess.
I just feel I won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so 1 point. There we go. So you're back up on the horse now. Now, this next question is going to be a little bit tougher. What is the only Pokemon that can learn Flash via level up? Also, don't forget you still have your hint.
Right. I'm pretty sure I... Oh, man.
I knew this, and now I can't remember.
I want to say, like...
What gen?
I'm pretty sure, like, it was introduced in Gen 4. I remember being very confused when I leveled up a Pokemon and it started learning Flash. It might have been Gen 5. Oh,
30 seconds.
30. Oh, man.
Flash. What's some flashy Pokemon?
Ah, Defender of the Universe. No. What are those bugs with the tails and they glow? It's not the girl one. Volbeat. It's Volbeat. It's Volbeat.
Is that your final answer? Because you're at a minute.
Yes.
That is correct. It's Volbeat because it is based on a Firefly, so obviously it has to learn Flash, right?
Because I remember that because I'm pretty sure it was in a Did You Know Gaming episode.
Yeah.
And I was like, but not the counterpart. And I was really like dumbstruck by like, why would they make two Pokemon that are like together and then like give one the signature thing of a Firefly and then not give the other one the signature thing of a Firefly when they're both the same thing.
All right. Question number four. This is the one that includes the bonus point here. You get 1 point for each type that you mention here. So in Generation 2, two Pokemon types only received one new Pokemon. Which types were these?
Huh.
So we can...
In Generation 2, you don't have that
one of them is
from.
One of them is Dragon, for sure, because it's Kingdra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The other one?
Ghost?
I want to say...
Mischievous?
Yeah, definite.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
okay. Well, that is correct. Dragon and Ghost type, because Kingdra was the only Dragon type introduced in Gen 2, and Mischievous was the only Ghost type Pokemon introduced in Generation 2.
#teamwork.
So you guys are sitting at 4 points now. Good for you.
I'm so mad about Giovanni still. I want to throw you off.
All right. So this is a question because I know both of you. So I wrote this one just for you.
I hope it's TCG.
No, it's not.
Oh,
I thought about doing a TCG one, but I didn't have enough time to come up.
Oh, no. It's Jolteon.
Yeah, it's Jolteon. Jolteon's Japanese name? What does Jolteon's Japanese name translate to in English?
Thunders.
Yep.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I watched Pokemon Origins like a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
You are correct. Jolteon's Japanese name is Thunders. So you're sitting at 5 points, but you didn't use the hint. Can I should we make a rule if you don't use the hint, you get another point?
Yeah.
I think we get double points if we don't use the hint.
No, you don't get double points.
Come on, man.
That's hugely disappointing. Then nobody will ever use the hint.
It's the first time in Puckle history.
What do you mean? Oh, without the hint? That's true.
That nobody used the hint.
I think I'll give you a point because you didn't use the hint.
So Woo! Does that count as a perfect score?
No, because I think the rule's going to be if you have, I don't know, I got to come up with a rule for it. But I'll give you a point for not using the hint right now.
Okay. You get a perfect score, you get an extra point, and you get you don't use the hint, you get an extra point. What about that? I think that's pretty fair.
Maybe.
Maybe. You get a perfect score, you get a great pat on the back.
Oh. All right, so you guys are sitting at 6 points. Or
that should have been a perfect score, Jishiro, without a hint. Oh, I'm so mad.
You guys are sitting at 6 points, though, so you're sitting pretty cherry. We will come up with real prizes. Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz. This is the part of the show where we ask our co-host Pokemon trivia and see if they can answer it. We have with us, of course, Gator, the reigning Puckle Poke Quiz champion.
Woo, that's me.
And we've decided on new rules. The points are going to reset whenever a co-host hits 30 points. Gator did that, obviously, last time. So we're going to do that here. That gives the co-host a way to block people by being on the show and stuff like that. So they get to play their own little politic games by doing that. So
how fun.
Yeah, exactly. So currently the standings, because we reset the ladder, both Bo and Jushiro are tied for first place with 6 points and everybody else has zero. Pretty easy to do this. So we are going to jump right on into it then with our questions. So as always, you guys, no browsers are allowed here. And you also get one hint to use throughout the five questions. And there will be one question that is worth 2 points. So without further to do, I'm doing that to annoy the crap out of Bo. We're going to go for it. You guys get 1 minute to answer this question. So question number one. What attacks prior to generation 5 would have the defense of the target? This is only worth 1 point. It's two attacks because they're kind of related.
An attack that would have the defense?
Yeah, prior to Generation 5.
Is it Screech is one of them? I feel like Screech was one of them.
Does status effect count? because that would be Will-O-Wisp.
They only did this prior to Generation 5. That is Clarity.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. What moves lower defense? Like, because also it could lower your defense. What we're talking? That's tricky.
No,
tricky
the moving. Defense of the target. I'm going to be that clear.
Okay.
Lower the defense of the target.
I mean, there's Screech, there's Metal Sound.
Ooh, Metal Sound sounds good.
But it only did it prior to Generation 5. I'm going to need an answer.
Because I know Screech lowers you by 2. I'm going to go with Screech. I don't know how you feel about that.
Yep. I mean, I can't really think of anything else other than Metal Sound.
All right. So you're incorrect. Prior to Generation 5, both Explosion and Self-Destruct would have the defense of the target when you use them. Effectively making them base 500 power and base 400 power. In Generation 5, they realize this is broken, so they remove that mechanic. And so now it only acts as a base 200 and a base 250.
Didn't do competitive before 6 gens. So.
Yeah. No. I used to run a self-destruct Snorlax back in Gen 4. I'm just nailing all. I'm going to do the rest of them today. I'm going to get the rest of them. Back in Gen 6.
Soon.
Yeah, soon, exactly. I'm going to get the rest of them today. But yeah, you can do that and you'd get like stab. And so like you have a base, like what would it be? Base 600 normal type attack from Snorlax.
God, that's so broken.
Yeah, right? All right.
Just the thought of Snorlax exploding it's something I can't undo.
Yeah, all right.
Really pulverize your pancake, right?
All right, question number two, not three. We're not that far ahead. This one is worth 2 points. So you get 1 point. I'll explain it once I ask the question. Which Pokemon has the most forms? You get 1 point for the Pokemon and another point if you name if you give me the number of forms.
Isn't it Arceus?
Cast form?
But Arceus has like
change color.
Yeah, he has a bunch. Or is it what you call it? That little bug.
Genesect?
No, the little thing from 6th gen.
Oh, Spinda. Spinda
no,
has
not...
different if it's unique. A unique
oh, yeah, that's
sprite.
Right. Infinite. Yeah, that's true. Does that count as forms though, having different sprites?
Mm. No.
No, that doesn't count.
Okay.
Is it unknown? Because unknown's the whole alphabet.
Yeah, that also. And does that count as
I'm gonna
different
need
forms?
An answer.
I'm gonna go with I'm gonna stick with unknown.
Do you have unknown a number that you want to give to the forms?
24?
All right. Is that your final answer? You're locking it in?
Yes.
All right, you get 1 point. Unknown is the correct answer. However, there are 28 unique forms of unknown. You have the 26 letters of the alphabet, plus they added in Gen 4 for some reason. In Gen 3. They added this in Gen 3, the question mark and the exclamation point.
Yeah. Oh.
So that's 1 point. You guys are on the board. So here we go.
But Spinda is correct.
Spinda is kind of, it's not a form. it's not a form per se, but yeah, Spinda kinda, yeah. You're complaining about me just giving points away willy-nilly. I'm not going to do it anymore, okay?
Hey, if Vivian forms count and don't change the Pokemon, Spinda forms count.
I don't know. Okay, here we go. So, question number 3. What Poison-type move is tied with Gunk Shot for the highest base power of all Poison-type moves?
Ooh.
I should say that.
Is it base power of...
It's just the base power of the attack. Yeah, non-boosted.
Okay, because this is you'd like to do those tricky things where you're like, in this circumstance.
No, not in this case.
No. We can't ask him that because he'll like...
Sludge Bomb?
Is it Sludge Bomb? How much is it Sludge Wave? Which move is it we're trying to figure out again?
Gunk Shot.
Gunk Shot. I think Gunk Shot's like in the hundreds. I'm not sure.
Then it's not Sludge Bomb.
Does Venoshock do like extra when the Pokemon's poisoned? Is that like increase the base power?
It does double, but I don't know if it's base power, right? Because that's a special circumstance, as you said.
Yeah, that's true.
Should we use the hint?
We can.
Do you want to use the hint?
How much time do we have?
None.
Okay, yeah, we'll use the hint.
All right, so this move, that's really hard. First of all, I didn't know this move existed until today. Second of all, it is a special attack. Poison type move.
So can we get like what Pokemon has it?
I believe Arbok is one of the Pokemon that can learn it, but it can also learn Gunk Shot. So let me double check. I'll get you some Pokemon that can learn it.
All right.
Let's see. Arbok can learn it. Muk can learn it. Weezing can learn it. Swalot can learn it. Seviper, Skunk Tank, Toxicroak, Garbodor, and you can breed it onto a host of Pokemon. Bellsprout. Cacnea, Miltank, Magby, Snorlax, Lickitung, Seal, Buffalant, and Heatmore. None of those will tell you anything except maybe Snorlax.
Yeah, the Snorlax is the hint, I think, is a Belch.
Oh, yes.
Is correct. The answer is, in fact, Belch.
Okay.
I did not know that move existed. It apparently was introduced in Gen 4 or Gen 6.
Because when I was breeding for it, it was like, okay, Snorlax is what saved us on that one, just sure.
It is a special poison type attack. I did not know it existed.
No, me neither. Interesting.
I didn't know it existed. I was just I make these questions by clicking random page on Bulbapedia and just learning about a bunch of things that you guys don't know about, and seeing if you do. But Belch, yeah, so you guys have 2 points today. Let's keep it up. Let's see. Okay, so question number 4. This is going to test your Pokemon Red and Blue knowledge.
I'm better at that, actually. So
in the Pokemon Red and Blue beta, what Pokemon was known as Manowar? His name was originally Manowar.
Tentacruel.
Is it Tentacruel or is it Tentacool?
I think it's Cruel.
Is that your final answer?
Hold on.
Let us use the minute.
Like, which one looks more like a Man of War?
Tentacruel looks more like a Man of War.
Does it really? Yeah, okay, I'll go with Tentacruel then.
I mean, it looks like a Kraken too, but yeah.
That is correct. It is Tentacruel. So that is 3 points for you guys. And not doing too shabby here. All right, then. So
I'm actually helping this time.
Okay, so our final question. This is a competitive-ish question, but here we go anyway. What electric type Pokemon has the highest special attack and special defense of all electric type Pokemon? This includes Megas, by the way.
Which means it's a Mega. Okay.
Wait, so by So they have both of these, or
yeah, they have like... the highest special attack and the highest special defense of all electric type Pokemon.
Okay, so it's
Mega
not like
Ampharos?
I don't. I don't know. Mega Ampharos is pretty good. What about like? Does Raikou have good?
Don't know.
Let's see. What are some really strong electric ones?
Well, Mega. I'm thinking Megas and Mega. Oh my God, the dog! I forgot its name.
Oh right, right.
Manectric. Mega Manectric. That has the highest speed. I don't know if it would share the highest defense and attack. So special defense and attack. So
I'm gonna need an answer.
Mega Ampharos.
I'm gonna say Zapdos.
Which one do you pick?
What do you think?
I think it's a Mega.
I think it's Mega. I mean, I'll go with you if you think it's Mega Ampharos.
I think it is.
All right, I'll go with you.
That is correct. Mega Ampharos is the answer. So Mega Ampharos does have the highest special attack and special defense of all Electro-type Pokemon, as well as the highest base stat of all Electro-type Pokemon. All
right, Yushiro was clutch this week.
So that is 4 points for you guys this week, updating the ladder. That gives Jushiro first place with 10 points. And Bosefus is in second with 6. And Gator, you are in third with 4th.
Woo!
With 4 points. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz. Puckle's Poke Quiz is, of course, the question and answer segment that we have your co-hosts answer 5 questions and try to get points, competing with other co-hosts. Both of these guys are not on the board. So they both have the chance to take third place today, possibly even tie for second with, I believe, Bo. So we'll see what happens here. We've got questions. Of course, no browsers are allowed, and you will only get 1 minute to answer each of the questions. So are you guys ready?
I am.
All right. Then we will be going ahead with the first question. Our first question is, I think a pretty simple one that you guys can figure out. What is... The name of the gym leader that is based on a luchador.
Crasher Weak?
Yep, Weak.
His final answer?
Mask. Yeah.
That is 100% correct. Crasher Weak is the gym leader based on a luchador. He is in Pastoria City in Sinnoh. He gives...
I answered the 10-4 question!
He is the gym leader of Pastoria City. His badge also gives you access to Defog. Which he says he uses on Pastoria City to help clear the fog out in that area. However, none of the Pokemon he battles you with in the gym can learn Defog. However, it wouldn't be the first chance a gym leader in Sinnoh had a Pokemon that was not using a gym battle that they had access to. Because Fantina, the Ghost-type gym leader, will use a Drifblim in a contest that she does not use in battle against you. So, they could just have extra Pokemon, which just gives you more evidence for the ideas of what gym leaders do outside of gym leadering.
like Charon said, these are not my actual Pokemon.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Okay, so that was a good warm up. So 1 point for you guys. Question number 2, then. This is kind of a yes or no question. Can small size Pumpkaboo have its hidden ability?
I think Maximus. I think not, right? Because it was only in an event, and it was only like a super size one. Does this sound right to you?
Let's see. Because I know when you breed, it can be ran. Like the size does matter.
Yeah, the size is kept by breeding, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, wait, Thatch actually gave us the answer to that question. Do you remember a while ago in the chat he was asking for an Insomnia Pumpkaboo?
Oh.
And the only Insomnia Pumpkaboo was the one from the event, and it was a super-sized Gorgeist?
Yeah.
So, Thatch, you asked us a question, and you had actually given us the answer, like, a couple of weeks ago.
I mean, that's why I asked it, so.
Oh.
So what is your answer?
No.
Nope. That is correct. Your reasoning is kind of right. So actually, 2 of the sizes of the Pumpkaboo can have its hidden ability. The small size and the large size cannot have its hidden ability of Insomnia. But
the average and supersize can. The average Pumpkaboo you can get by using the Friend Safari. You can actually get an Insomnia Pumpkaboo that way. But in the Friend Safari, the Pumpkaboo are always average size. And then the supersize Pumpkaboo, which is the only one anybody cares about competitively, was an event from 2014. And if you would have participated in the Halloween Cup they had on the Global Link, you would have gotten the supersize Pumpkaboo with Insomnia. So small size can't have it. No. So you get the point. should have asked if average had it then. So that's 2 points for you guys. So this next question, of course, we'll have two part. Well, this is your bonus point here. So here we go. So the question number three is, what Pokemon does this Pokedex entry refer to? Its electric charges can reach even 100,000 volts. Careless contact can cause an Indian elephant to faint. And you get a bonus point if you can tell what real-life story this is based on as well. Like, IRL world.
Put an elephant.
What? Okay. I haven't the faintest clue.
Well, as far as the story where it came from, that one's pretty much out the window.
That's the bonus point. That one doesn't matter. Also, you still have a hint also. Remember, I forgot to mention that at the beginning.
Okay, the only thing I can tell about this is that it's probably an electric type. So that's my entire contribution to this question. Maximus, do you have any ideas or do you want to like maybe try the hint?
Let's see. As far as an elephant? Let's see. Well, I know it's not some of the common ones because you would have thought you would have heard some of them like that, some of the comments like that.
I
feel like it's just this obscure electric Pokemon that we don't really talk about.
Maybe, yeah. Also, when, like, did they ever stop referencing, like, real-world places in Pokedex entries? Because that might restrict which generation it's from.
Minute, do you guys want to use the hint?
Do you want to, Maximus?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Okay.
All right, so hint, it is a Generation 1 Pokemon. And it is, I'm not going to give you the hint about the real life person or story this refers to.
Okay. So, as we thought, it's an old one.
It's not obscure. It's not obscure. It's the opposite of that.
No, Generation 1 Pokemon is obscure.
If it's Pikachu, I'm going to be so mad.
It's not Pikachu.
Wait a moment. 10,000 volts.
100,000.
100,000 volts?
Zapdos.
Let me also give you another Pokedex entry for this Pokemon. Let me do that for you. Maybe that'll help you out. But the Pokedex entry I am referring to is the one that still has the story involved. So, let's see. Okay, so another Pokedex entry for this Pokemon. In Red and Blue version, its long tail serves as a ground to protect itself from its high voltage power.
We know what this is. I know this one. Okay. It's Raichu. Raichu.
Do you want to take a gander at what the Pokedex entry was referring to? What real life story it's referring to?
An Indian elephant and a Raichu. Well, I can only guess that it might have something to do with elephants being afraid of mice, but
okay. All right. So the correct answer is Raichu. Okay. So you'll get 1 point there. However, the story that Pokedex entry refers to is actually Thomas Edison electrocuting an elephant.
What?
Fun fact. I don't think he actually did it, but it was a story. I think because he was trying to show. So like fun physics story. We have two types of currents. You have direct current and alternating current.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Edison was the big proponent of DC current, direct current, and he was trying to show that AC current, which Nikola Tesla was like, oh, this is probably the better way to do things, which it is because that's what we use now. He tried to electrocute various animals, one of them being an elephant, to show how dangerous AC current could be. So, yep.
Hmm. Okay.
that is what the story is. It's It's a thing. That was his fire. Raichu's fire red entry. So 1 point there, guys. Let's move on then. Question number 4, and this actually refers to something that Maximus was talking about earlier today. So good job me for knowing my co-hosts. How could you obtain a Starfberry in the Pokewalker? A Starfberry. Let me tell you what a Starfberry does, because that might be like...
It's like when you go under a certain amount of HP, doesn't it raise a random stat?
Let me double check here.
Is it random?
The Starfberry, I don't need the description from the bag. It just tells me the bag. Okay. So, berry consumed by a Pokemon, if a Pokemon holds one, it's one of its stats will sharply increase when it's in a pinch. So it sounds like a random one. So
yeah,
when it
gets it's below random.
Random. That'd be so weird if you get a stat that you don't even need. Like, you're an attacker, you get special attack.
But that's the berry. It's like the rainbow berry in a way.
Yeah.
Because kinda. You look at it and it's like a section of a starfruit, and each segment is a different color.
So how do you get one in the Pokewalker?
Well, it's obviously we got to do a certain number of steps.
I want to say you had to like unlock the event route that had the Jirachi on it. The faraway sky or something. But I have no idea if I'm just associating the fact that it's star-shaped with the Jirachi event. I honestly don't know.
Context clues.
yeah.
Any idea? I'm going to need an answer soon because we used a lot of time.
That's all I've got.
Yeah, I go with it because I only did it for the Pikachu route.
All right. Okay, well, unfortunately, didn't get it correct because you didn't give me an answer. But the answer, Maximus was on the right track, is you have to take 9,999,999 steps with the Pokewalker.
Really? Wait, that's the maximum? Huh.
That's how many steps you had to take, and you get a Starfberry. Fun fact. Who would have thunk?
Wow, so worth it.
Yeah, right? this berry was always very, it was like very difficult to get, but who's going to use it? So, yeah.
Why would you use it?
Yeah, exactly. So, last question. I think this one you guys will get. Pyroar is classified with the species name the Royal Pokemon. What other Pokemon shares that species name, and it's not Litleo?
Ooh, okay.
I almost wanted to say the Nidoran line, but said that's not it.
Would it not be Slowking?
I thought it was the lazy Pokemon. Well,
so it's still like the same definition as its family.
You said it's the royal
Pokemon. Yeah.
I mean,
It's very. It's kind of somewhat obvious.
Pokemon associated with kings. We have Sea King. We have Nidoking. We have.
No, because they don't like poisons anymore. Slowking.
I mean, Superior is also associated with the royalty, the French royalty, in its inspiration for its design.
Overthinking it.
I think we are. What wears a crown? Slowking. What do you think, Maximus?
Could be Slowking.
I need an answer.
I say Slowking is probably the best bet because I know it's not. I don't think it's Slacking. It's not. Okay. I don't think it's Sea King because I would have recognized that.
Okay.
I'd say Slowking. Yes.
All right. Slowking is in fact correct. Slowking is known as the Royal Pokemon, as well as Pyroar. So that is it for Puckle's PokeQuiz. You guys got 4 points today, so that puts you in third place, tied with Gator. We have Whimsy. So currently, Jushiro is still in the lead with 10 points. Bosefus is in second place with 6. Gator, Whimsicott, and Mr. Maximus are all in third place with 4 points. So tune in next week to see any interesting developments in this ladder. Of course, first to 30 points wins, as always. So get in there, guys. Get your points.
Well, we tried, but you had to ask about Thomas Edison being...
I thought that's a cool science-y fact.
I'm not a physicist. I'm a chemist. I'm more about other scientists.
That's legit what I thought. I thought I knew my audience. Apparently not as well as I thought. Welcome to Puckle's Pokey Quiz. This is the segment, of course, where we quiz your host on Pokemon trivia, anything and all Pokemon trivia. This is mostly based on the video game today, though. So, mostly. I'm going to say mostly. I'm going to preface that. and as always, you guys cannot use your browsers. You're going to be asked 5 questions, and one of them will be worth 2 points, as always. And you get 1 minute to answer the questions, and you are allowed 1 hint throughout the whole thing. So you're allowed 1 hint and you'll get an additional minute when you do that. So I'm getting my timer set up over here and I'm just trying to make some noise so I can entertain people. And okay, so you guys ready?
Yep.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. Okay. So question number one, I think this is why it's not all video game trivia today, is in the Pokemon Adventures manga, what starter did Red choose?
I've read this.
This is the Pokemon Adventures manga, so it's like the big time manga.
I was saying, which one did he start with, or which of the traditional starters did he?
Which one did he start with? Yeah. Which one did he choose? Let's say which one did he choose.
Okay, then that's Bulbasaur.
Is that your final answer?
Do you disagree?
I'm trying to remember who had who.
He didn't have Charmander, and I know that the girl, whichever you want to call her, she had
Wartortle. Yeah. Oh yeah, he had Bulbasaur. Yeah.
Is that your final answer? Oh right. Yeah. That is the correct answer. Bulbasaur was the first choice for Red in the manga. You're right. Blue / green, depending on what language you speak, as Charizard, and then the girl character. Yeah, blue / green, whichever, again, language you speak, has Blastoise. And she uses it like a jetpack, and it's awesome. So, good job, guys. That's 1 point. That's great. See, I told you you'd get, like, 3.
All right. So, that's one. That's one of the three.
We're a third of the way there.
I told you you'd at least get 3.
There's no promises. I know I've experienced this, all right?
I think this is a question that Snag's going to be able to answer here. Okay. This next question. Judo was the name of what Pokemon in the Pokemon Red and Blue beta?
Judo. I feel like it would be like a Machamp or something. But
I was almost thinking it might be Machop even. Like for some reason I'm going back to Austin Powers with the Judo Chop.
Oh, I can see that.
But I don't know if that has anything to... That's
it
just
wouldn't have been Hitmonchan or Hitmonlee, I don't think. Because those
probably
would be like
not.
Punch or Kick or something.
Yeah.
It had to be one of those, that line. Oh, well... No, it wouldn't be Mankey or Primate. It would just be like Monkey or something like that, or something much more simple.
Yeah, I would lean toward Machop, but if you feel better about one of the other two,
I'll go with Machop. I think Machop is just like with the chop in there anyway. Like I think that's probably better.
Okay,
is that your final answer?
Yes, Machop.
Yeah.
So you're kind of right, but you're wrong. So the answer is in fact Machamp. Machamp was named Judo in the Pokemon Red and Blue beta. Yeah, so you were close. I'm gonna be consistent and not give you the point.
That's fair.
all right. So let's do question number 3. I think this will be a fun one for you guys to think about. Which electric type Pokemon has the lowest base stats of any electric type?
Temple. Or was it no, Tynamo.
The lowest base stat total, I should say.
Okay. Say, I don't disagree with that. Just in my throat there, like, is Joltik in that conversation at all?
Oh,
I mean, you seem pretty confident about Timpole, but...
It's Tynamo. I missed that.
Tynamo, yeah.
That's hard now. I feel like Tynamo would be, because Tynamo's got, like, what, maybe 30 and E. It's like Gladibuff, electric type.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it. I don't think there's any other options out too, and I don't think they're. So this is actually a hard one. Because now I'm thinking Pichu, and I'm like, oh no.
I might need an answer.
I'm going to say Pichu. Screw it.
Is that your final answer?
I don't know any other answers, so.
Go for it.
The correct answer is Pichu.
All right.
Pichu actually has the lowest base stat total of any electric-type Pokemon with a base stat total of 205. And speaking of the Pokemon you were talking about, actually, Tynamo actually has a 275 base stat total, and Joltik actually 319.
Okay.
So
okay.
Those are both incredibly way better than Pichu. Pichu is pretty awful. That's the gist of it. Pichu's not very good at Pokemon. So
it's cute. So.
Yeah. So this next question is going to be worth 2 points. If you can name both moves, so you get a point per move.
Okay.
Okay. So HMs, we know and love them. We've had several different ones. So we've seen them come and go. But there are two moves that are learnable via HM that were also learnable via level up at the same time the move was an HM. What are those moves?
Isn't one of them Flash?
No.
No?
Not Flash. Okay. One of them is Whirlpool. Because okay. This is any generation, correct?
It's the generation that it was introduced as.
Oh, okay. So the Whirlpool was, and then Dive.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I'm going to say that.
I'll agree. Yeah.
Those are both actually incorrect.
What?
Oh.
They were not learnable via level up at the same time that the move was an HM.
Are you pretty sure Dive was learnable by, like, Wailord.
But it was an HM in Gen 2.
Dive? No, Dive wasn't.
Wait. No.
Whirlpool was an H, wasn't 2. I can get that one.
Oh, wait. Never mind. My trivia is incorrect. You're technically right. Never mind. My trivia, I misread the trivia and asked a question that was poorly designed. I'll give you both points. You answered the question. There are several more moves that this is actually true of, but.
Oh. I think Rock Smash too, but I'm like, I just didn't know for sure on that one. Like, I knew Dive was and I knew Whirlpool was at that point.
Yeah, no, there's several more, but those two are very true. You get 2 points. So you're sitting at 4 points today. Mostly because of my error. The moves I was thinking of are current HM moves that can't be learned, that are able to learn by level up by Pokemon. And the answer is Fly and Waterfall. That is currently true.
Oh, the opposite?
Fly is learnable by Salamence and Waterfall is learnable by Seeking, actually. So
that's also a thing. I forgot about that, but Fly.
Yeah, right? Isn't that weird? You're technically correct. So we have one more question. You guys can go for 5, and actually, I think that snags you, snags. If you get this red, if you get this correct, you guys will be tied for 3rd place.
All right.
So, because the standings are very, very wonky right now. So, question number 5. Flygon is known as the Mystic Pokemon. That's its species classification.
Yes.
What other Pokemon shares that species name?
Oh, God.
The Mystical Pokemon.
Mystical. Oh, son of a...
We still have our hint, by the way.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, oh, it's the last one? Yeah, leave the hint. Screw it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the hint is that it is at least part psychic, and it's from Gen 2.
Oh, that helps a lot.
Yeah.
Like in Gen 2, there's options of Slowking, there's options of...
Natu and Zatu.
I thought to say, though, yeah, is there any other... Because I feel like it's one of them.
It's not Slowking, because Slowking is the royal Pokemon.
Yeah.
That's from last week's trivia.
Espeon? What is Espeon?
Espeon is psychic, but it's only psychic. And he said in part psychic.
Oh, it's part psychic? Oh.
He said at least in part psychic.
Okay. Let's see. What are the... Celebi? Celebi's time travel. Shoot.
You have a minute still, so.
Okay.
Thank you.
I know it's not a Lugia.
It's not Girafarig.
No, it's not. Yeah. Oh, man. I can't remember, any psychic Pokemon from that generation. Other than,
I think we hit a lot of them already, though.
I feel like we're missing one, though.
Unown, of course, with that.
Wait, isn't that the alphabet Pokemon or something like that? Or, I think it's, really, generic. I think it's Zatu. I think Natu is some weird, little bird Pokemon.
Yeah. I buy it.
I'll go with Zatu.
That is correct.
All right.
Zatu is also known as a Mystic Pokemon. So you guys got 5 points, so good for you guys.
Yeah.
I am going to go ahead and update my standings right now, actually. And so that puts you guys in 3rd place. Well, tied for 3rd place.
at least. Yeah. So the current standings, let me put it there for you. Once I know how to make Excel do data. Do sort by column B and do it from largest to smallest. And there we go. Okay, Jushiro is currently in first place with 10 points. Obosophus is in second with 6. Dr. Shamu and Professor Snag are both tied for third with 5 points. And in fourth, there's a three-way tie between Gator, Whimsicott, and Mr. Maximus. So we are going to keep on waiting. And hopefully a winner emerges until we hit 30 points. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the segment where we quiz your co-hosts on their general knowledge of Pokemon. As always, I will ask you guys to lower your browsers. You will be getting 5 questions from me, 6 total points possible here, depending on how good you are. This week is a little rougher because Whimsicott asked me to make it harder on you.
That's no fair. I demand that you make it extremely difficult on her episodes then.
Okay, done. But we all like Whimsicott, and I'm probably going to forget. So... okay, so that's not why. I think you're going to get at least 2 of these.
Oh, wow. Gee, thanks, Thatch.
At least 2. So we're going to
sure get a 40% on this exam, so.
We're going to go ahead and we're going to ask you some questions then. All right.
Okay.
All right. Question number 1. Oh, as always, you get a hint and 1 minute to answer the questions.
The hint's so being you got an your extra quiz
hats.
Still.
You got your quiz hats?
Oh, no. I left mine. I have a sock. I have my quiz sock.
Well, singular. Now you're ruined. Okay, so here we go. Question number 1. This one was actually provided to us by R. Sigma.
Oh, no. Now I know it'll be hard.
In Generation 5, how many different abilities could a blue-striped Basculin have?
Basculin?
Basculin, yeah.
Gator, I think I just want to go with 2. I mean, it's 1 to 3.
Did it have, like, a hidden ability?
This was the... game where they were releasing hidden abilities through Dream World. I don't see Basculin being one. It was just one of those that's like, oh, we need a different form change Pokemon between versions. So,
well, could it have like a hidden ability?
I don't know. I hate Gen 5. does it specify black, white, or black and white 2?
Yes. Wait, what do you mean? No, it's in Gen 5. Gen 5 totally.
Totally. So there's no difference?
What do you mean?
Like, if my Gen 5 was just black and white, is it the same number as black and white 2?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to go with, 3.
All right.
I lied. It is different if you played black and white 2 and black and white. My apologies.
Okay. I'm good with 3 then.
Yeah, is that your final answer?
Yeah.
The answer is actually 4. It's really weird.
How?
In black and white, when you breed it and you catch it, you can get Reckless as an ability. You can get Rock Head, as the standard ability in black 2 and white 2. Also, if you trade it to white version as well from black version, it's really weird. It also has adaptability as one of its standard abilities. And, its hidden ability is Mold Breaker.
So we're counting being able to trade it over?
Well, what happened when you traded it to white? Is also the standard in black and white 2. So it loses Reckless when you go to black and white 2.
That's all right. That's, wow.
It's a very confusing Pokemon. Right. It's a very confusing Pokemon. blame R. Sigma. He wrote the question.
All right, R. Sigma. You're a confusing Pokemon.
okay. One more from R. Sigma, guys. One more. Okay. Question number 2. Which Pokemon is the only unevolved Pokemon without a hidden ability that evolves into a Pokemon with a hidden ability in Generation 6?
Okay. Unevolved Pokemon.
Wait. Also, don't forget you get a hint as well at some point today.
So did the evolution come in 6?
No.
But how is it? Okay. Without goes to a with.
So it doesn't have one, and then it gets one.
Well, so both Pokemon didn't have a hidden ability. And then in Gen 6, the evolution gets a hidden ability. Is that correct? Am I understanding that right?
Kind of. I mean, even in Gen 6, the pre-evolution doesn't have a hidden ability.
Right. I'm saying, but in Gen 5 and below, both of the Pokemon didn't have a hidden ability. And then in Gen 6, only the evolution got a hidden ability.
Yes, or in Generation 5. I'm not exactly sure when it gained the hidden ability.
Well, which is it? That's important.
That's not important.
Yes, it is. What if one got one in Gen 5 and then just didn't in Gen 6?
Pick a Pokemon.
Well, that's a convoluted question. You don't even know what you're asking.
What do you mean you're asking? There's a Pokemon that doesn't have a hidden ability, but when it evolves, its evolved form has a hidden ability.
Is it Riolu? Because I know Lucario have a hidden ability, but Riolu doesn't.
It would have to be a Pokemon that you get through an event. I would say
something like the Friend Safari, probably.
Oh, you butt sniffer. I know. Does Magikarp have a hidden ability or does Gyarados? No, I don't think
I'm going to need an answer.
Is it Froakie? Like,
with a
you know, that one gets it. That one gets it. That one already has
I need protein. An answer. I need an answer.
We'll go with Lucario.
The answer is actually Ferroseed. / Ferrothorn. Ferroseed does not have a hidden ability. This is 100% correct. And the only Pokemon that does have a hidden ability, or Ferrothorn does, and I believe the only way to actually get it was in Gen 5 through the grassy patches or something like that. Let me double check. I'm looking for the Steel Safaris.
Gen 5 didn't have Safaris.
Gen 5 had the spots that you can catch hidden ability Pokemon.
Stupid. All right.
I'm sorry. Okay, we're done with our Sigma questions.
Okay. Sigma, write all the questions for Fluffiest, please.
This one I think you guys can get. I wrote this one with you guys in mind. That does not count as your hint, but which dragon type Pokemon, including Megas, has the highest defense stat of all dragon type Pokemon?
Highest defense stat. It might be Goodra?
I wrote this with you guys in mind.
Okay.
Mega
Salamence.
Is that your final answer?
No, we're going to talk about this for the minute because I'm still thinking about dragons.
Is it Kyurem? Because Kyurem's got
please
a pretty
stop.
Defense.
You said the answer.
Okay, Mega Salamence.
Oh, it's Mega Salamence.
All right, yay!
Wow, that was
the answer is Mega Salamence. It has a base 130 defense. Yay! I dropped a heavy hint.
Knowing that we both like Salamence. Okay, all right.
Well, knowing that Gator likes Salamence, but.
Oh, well, I guess I don't like Salamence anymore.
I did a Jolteon question for you. You can just be quiet.
When was that?
Last time you were on.
Oh, okay. Did I get it right?
You did get it right, yeah.
Okay, good.
Because I asked you what Jolteon's Japanese name was originally.
Oh, yeah. Thunders.
Speaking of original names, do you guys know what Weezing's original name was in the Pokemon Red and Blue beta? That's question number 4.
I don't remember if it's LA or NY, but it's one of the two. Because it's based off coughing and wheezing are both based off the most polluted cities in the world. I don't remember which one's which though.
Pick one. It's a coin flip, man.
LA is more polluted than New York.
I also think it's LA.
Is that your final
okay.
answer?
Okay.
You are correct.
Yes.
Weezing's blue and red beta is LA. So that's good. So that's two, guys. You got two. I told you could at least get two. All right.
Yeah, but if Bo didn't know that, I wouldn't have been able to pick one.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't know.
All right. So question number 5. This one's worth 2 points. All right.
Okay.
2 points. Okay. So let me read it to you and you'll understand the terms of the 2 points. In which region is Snorlax in the regional Pokedex but not blocking a route? And so that's 1 point if you can tell me which regional Pokedex. And 2, how could you obtain a Snorlax in that region without having to use the Pokeflute to get it from the route?
Okay, so I'm pretty sure it's Gen 4. I don't think he's blocking a route anywhere in Gen 4.
Gen 4, I don't know. Is he blocking a route anywhere in Gen 5?
I don't think so.
But he's in the regional Pokedex. That's also the condition.
He's not in the regional Pokedex Gen 5, I don't believe. Because I know that there's Lax.
He has to be in the regional.
Oh, also, don't forget, you still have the hint.
Do we get a point if we don't use it?
I haven't figured the rules out for that.
Oh, man. You want to just use that dare hint?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, yeah, so okay. I'll let you know that you've got the region right.
Okay, good. I knew that.
And so, two, the way to obtain it is to evolve the Munchlax, but how would you catch the Munchlax? It has to do with edible things.
Oh, you put, honey on a tree. Duh. God,
is that
smart.
Your final answer?
Well,
I've never played Gen 4. It was all you, Bo.
Yeah, it's the equivalent of putting a honey on a tree.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. So you can catch a Munchlax from a honey tree and you can evolve into a Snorlax. And Snorlax was in the regional Pokedex in Gen 4, but he was not blocking a route because of the way you could catch Munchlax here and the introduction of Munchlax as a Pokemon in that generation.
And I think the incense for breeding, no, that was with Wobbuffet too, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was also for Wobbuffet.
Yeah, I think, but you needed the incense to breed stuff in as soon as Gen 3. Because I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
that's
no, the incense started in Gen 3. Yeah,
because you need it for like Azurill.
Yeah, you need. Oh my gosh, there's so many baby Pokemon in Gen 4 that we thought that I forgot about.
Oh,
like, today, when I was writing the questions, I came upon Happiny, and I'm like, I forgot you were a Pokemon.
Oh God.
And I mean, you got Bonsly and like all this other stuff. It's awful.
I forgot Bonsly was a Pokemon.
Yeah.
Hey guys, Mime Jr.
Mime Jr., yeah, exactly. You're making this worse, Bo. So that is it for this episode of Puckle's Poke Quiz. So let me update the points. You guys got 4 today. So that changes the ladder around just a bit. It does change the ladder. Gator moves up to 2nd place. Bo gets tied for 1st.
All right.
All right, so here we go. So in 1st place, tied with 10 points, we have Jushiro and Bosifus. In 2nd place, we have Gator with 9 points. Tied for 3rd place, we have Professor Snag and Dr. Shamu with 5 points. And tied for 4th place, we have the Fluffiest Whimsicott and Mr. Maximus with 4 points. All right. So that's it for this week's Puckle's Poke Quiz. We hope you like that. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, you can go over to the main feed at Puckle Podcast. Or you could, of course, just check us out on Discord. Link is in the show notes. You can always support the show in a number of ways by checking out our YouTube channel for more content. You can also check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, and our YouTube is youtube.com/pucklepodcast. You can, of course, help support the show in a variety of different ways. The first being checking out our T Public store, purchasing something. You could also go ahead and you can go subscribe to us on Twitch with a Twitch Prime membership, or you can go buy some Vite Ramen using code Puckle at checkout for a 10% discount. Or, more importantly, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. But we hope you liked it, and we will catch you guys on the flip-flop.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.